Guess who? Kaylee Chella checking back in with your top stories for today's evening news rundown. The new leader of the Environmental Protection Agency is a former coal industry lobbyist who helped lead an industry fight against regulations that protect Americans' health and address climate change. Andrew Wheeler, the number two official at the EPA, will take over the agency Monday now that President Trump has accepted the resignation of embattled Administrator Scott Pruitt. The Senate confirmed Wheeler as the agency's deputy administrator in April. Trump tweeted that he has, quote, no doubt that Andy will continue on with our great and lasting EPA agenda. We have many tremendous programs, and the future of the EPA is very bright. An unrepentant protester who climbed the base of the Statue of Liberty on a busy 4th of July in what protesters called a dangerous stunt pleaded not guilty Thursday to misdemeanor trespassing and disorderly conduct. Activists packed into a Manhattan courtroom cheered when a federal magistrate judge released Therese Okumo without bail after she spent the night behind bars. Okumo responded by raising her fist and blowing kisses to her supporters. Outside court, the naturalized U.S. citizen from Congo told reporters that she climbed the landmark as a spur-of-the-moment protest over the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policies that resulted in the separation of immigrant children from parents accused of crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. Okumo said, quote, when they go low, we go high, and I went as high as I could, paraphrasing former First Lady Michelle Obama. She added, quote, no children belong in a cage. Okumo, who goes by her middle name, Patricia, sported a t-shirt reading, White Supremacy is Terrorism, that she had worn inside out in court. U.S. Attorney Joffrey S. Berman said in a statement that Okumo, 44, of Staten Island, allegedly, quote, staged a dangerous stunt that alarmed the public and endangered her own life and the lives of the New York Police Department officers who responded to the scene. Court papers also charged Okumo with resisting arrest by refusing to leave her perch by the bottom of the statue's robes, about 100 feet above ground. Police were forced to scale the statue to pull her down. If convicted, Okumo would face up to 6 months behind bars on each count. Scarlett Johansson's plans to portray a transgender man have sparked a backlash from many who object to cisgender actors playing trans roles. Earlier this week, Johansson was announced to star in Rub and Tug, a film about prostitution ringleader Dante Tex Gill, who was born Lois Jean Gill, but identified as a man. Since the announcement, transgender actors and advocates have criticized the production for not casting a trans actor in the role. Johansson, who's also producing the film, further inflamed critics with a statement to the website Bustle via her representative that said criticism can, quote, be directed to Jeffrey Tambor, Jared Leto, and Felicity Huffman's reps for comment. Tambor, Leto, and Huffman are all cisgender actors who received acclaim for playing trans characters. Tambor won 2 Emmys for his performance on Transparent, though he departed the show last year after he was accused of sexual misconduct by 2 transgender women, actress Trace Lissette and his former personal assistant, Van Barnes. Leto won an Oscar for his performance in 2013's Dallas Buyer Club, and Huffman was nominated for an Oscar for the 2005 film Transamerica. Lissette was among those who disapproved of Johansson's intentions. On Twitter, she wrote, quote, so you can continue to play us, but we can't play y'all? Not only do you play us and steal our narrative and our opportunity, but you pat yourselves on the back with trophies and accolades for mimicking what we have lived, wrote Lissette. Jamie Clayton, a transgender actress who stars in Netflix's Sense8, dared Johansson and the filmmakers to cast trans actors in non-trans parts. Clayton said in an all-caps tweet, quote, actors who are trans never even get to audition for anything other than roles of trans characters. That's the real issue. We can't even get in the room. Representatives for Johansson did not respond to messages for comment. Johansson has come under fire before for playing a role that prompted some outrage. In last year's Ghost in the Shell, she played the robot character known in Masamune Shirow's original manga series as Motoko Kusanagi. Critics called it another example of Hollywood's long history of whitewashing Asian characters with Caucasian actors. Mamoru Oshii, director of the original anime adaptation of Ghost in the Shell, defended the casting because Johansson's role was a cyborg with no fixed race. Rupert Sanders, who directed Ghost in the Shell, is set to helm Rub and Tug. All right, guys, that's all I got for now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the latest. This is Kaylee Chella, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.